good evening, everyone. Good to see you, lords and ladies. A lovely day it is indeed. Now, I have a question that is very important that you listen carefully to the question, and that is, how many of you have never, ever been at a Renaissance festival? Why don't you stand up if you've never been to a Renaissance festival? Stand up if you've never been to a Renaissance festival. That's it. Stand up if you've never been to a Renaissance festival. Now, stay standing for a moment. Stay standing for a moment. Now, all those who have been at a Renaissance festival, stand up. Everybody stand up. Has been at a Renaissance festival. Let's make sure we have everybody that's telling the truth now. Ah, excellent. Now everybody can sit down. See, I know what a pain it is to sit down for too long. My legs get too tired. Now, as I'm going to be telling you a little brief, not history necessarily, but a brief idea of the Renaissance Festival, I'm going to be doing a little playing here in a few minutes. And I know right now you're probably thinking, oh, what's this guy doing talking about the Renaissance Festival dressed in a tuxedo? That is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life. And you're right. I really should not be talking to you like this. I need to have my Renaissance costume on. So the first thing to do, if any of you have never been to a Renaissance festival, it's a good idea that if you come dressed as the personnel of the Renaissance time period. Many people come. If there's 10,000 people that come to the Arizona Renaissance Festival, probably 2,000 to 3,000 come dressed in complete costumes. And oh boy, thank goodness. Tie is just my
stand's very important here. Oh boy.
And so the first thing you should do if you're going to the Renaissance Festival, it's a good idea to wear some good footwear, something that could be period, like say some black boots. Now, of course, no one comes to the Renaissance Festival wearing a white shirt. That is absolutely impossible. And so, I've got to get down to a little bit more comfortable attire. And say, for the next part here, I'm going to need an assistant here. Someone, just a person at random from the crowd. Let me look around the crowd. Someone just random. Oh, say, there's a gentleman with a Renaissance hat on. Oh, sir, would you come over and join us, please? How convenient was that? Now you see, in the Renaissance Festival, I usually wear approximately 35 pounds of extra stuff when I'm walking about on the festival grounds. And so my assistant here is going to help me so that I can still keep talking as we find it. So the first important thing is the essential thing on the waist. This is sometimes called the Batman utility belt. And this is what weighs probably 25 pounds.
Maybe 20. Okay. Yeah. Complete with cup, holders, knives, and of course the essential penny whistles and things such as that. Now, one moment. There we go. Just about here. Okay. Now, the next thing we're going to do is to put something else on top, like fringy or leathery. Lots of people wear leather at the Renaissance, and maybe you look through there, we can find that. Oh, I'll take that first.
It's also something else nice to cover your neck a little bit when you're doing the Renaissance Festival. And so I have my red rose to wear. That's it. And my bandolero right here.
Full of pockets that I can carry all kinds of miscellaneous things on. Here we go. And perhaps
the most important thing in the Renaissance costume is the hat. And this hat is, people think that it might be too warm because it's wool, but on the contrary, when it's really hot, it's 95 degrees and there's a breeze, the breeze comes right through the wool and it keeps me cool. Oh, now I feel much better. Now today we're going to give you just a little touch of the Renaissance music that you might hear. I'm going to play a Renaissance suite Now, the difference between the Renaissance suite and the Bach suite is that Bach suites are played like four movements and they just run from one movement to the next. But in this Renaissance suite, I'm going to actually tell you the part that it's called. And that way, you'll get to do that. Now, my assistant, how would you like to play along with me? Here's a drum. Why don't you just take that drum? If you'd like to come up here with me, then we can have our Renaissance band all together right here. All right, now we're going to start off with probably as the thing you hear about Irish music is, let's hear a jig. I hear that all the time when I'm playing. So we're going to start off, the first of our suite, of the Renaissance suite, is a jig called the Calliope House. One, two, one, two. Until the whole suite is over. So when you hear the fourth tune, then you'll know it's time to applaud. Now the second one is one of my favorite types of music. It's the Irish air. The Irish air is a beautiful song. It's one where you can take your time with music, you can play it and milk all the beautiful tones. And for this one, we're not going to use the drum, but we have the gentle finger cymbal. Okay, here we go. This is the Fair Young Child. This song is the most requested song. It happens almost every day. I get many requests for this tune. It's a song about a lady who's wearing a special gown with extra long sleeves, and the color of the sleeves are green. Tune is a song which has a very nice title for all of you who happen to be from a northern clime, such as I. I'm from Minnesota, and up there I heard this morning that the schools were called off at 10 o'clock in the morning because of a blizzard coming through. The name of the song is The Frosty Morning. Here it is, Frosty Morning. One, two, here we go. Thank you. Let's give it a hand to John, the assistant.